Hello everyone, 每周三来到 15 Minute Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起来探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。
That's right, you guys. And you've just heard our intro for 15 Minutes Cafe with Shiming. Shiming in the house. Hi, Shiming. Shiming, how have you been? It's been a while since we last talked. So quickly catch us up on some interesting things that you're doing recently.
I'm way more busier than before.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
Why so?
I don't know, maybe lots of opportunity comes up while the New Year's coming.
So you have the New Year rush.
Yeah.
People remember Shiming and they call you and say, Shiming, I need you now.
right.
Fantastic stuff. So are you going to be doing more live shows this year?
Yes, and then I'll go to Japan. to Kyoto and to Tokyo do a perform.
To do a performance in Tokyo?
Yeah, yes.
Fantastic stuff.
Hey.
Nice. Is it a solo performance or are you part of a whole roster of artists?
I will perform with several Japanese musicians in a very interesting bar in Tokyo.
And this is when?
The 9th in March, yeah.
9th of March.
Yeah.
Okay. So by the time we air this episode, it's probably after 9th of March.
After. Oh, it's probably back.
Yeah, so you're probably back already. Sure. But we wish you all the best. And when we wish, for example, actors and actresses and singers good luck to go on stage, we say break a leg.
Break a leg. Oh, break a leg.
Yes, break a leg. We don't say good luck. We say break a leg.
Break your leg.
Yes. Well, not your leg. Please don't. So if you guys are wondering what break a leg means, you should go back to one of our back episodes with Patrick and I. We talked about what break a leg means. Well, in short, break a leg does not mean break the actor or the singer's legs. No, it means sometimes when they make a noise to let the actors and the actresses know that they're doing something great, they stomp the chair, and they stomp the chair so hard that they break the chair leg.
Oh, the chair's leg, so break a leg.
Yes, so break a leg, that means go do such a great performance that people will stomp the chair so hard and break the chair's leg.
Wow, I wish I can do it.
There we go. But of course, today we know we work with encores, right? So you have two encores or three encores, and sometimes if you go to May Day, they do another 30 minutes of encore.
Very true.
Yeah. Or if you go to a Taylor Swift thing, maybe you encore till 2 o'clock in the morning. Something like that. Right? I mean, Taylor is very, very famous for spoiling her fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why she's so successful right now, right?
Yeah. And that's why it's so cool to know that you're doing a performance in Japan. You know, make us proud. Make Taiwanese people proud.
I will.
Yes, very, very nice. So be sure to give us the link at least. If you have any social media posts and links, please let me know. So, we can share it on the Instagram for people to know. And if they happen to be in Japan, they can go catch up with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Join us.
Yes. So that is a little bit about what Shiming is doing, you guys. And no jokes. She's a real singer. All right.
She might be a good DJ.
She might be a good voiceover actress. And also she might be a good MC. And she's also a singer. Make you no mistakes about that, you guys.
Please.
So coming back to today's episode. So today we're going to be talking about something that resonates with you a lot recently. On your radio show, you've shared this song. And I asked you, there are a couple of words that you may not really catch. And I asked you a couple of questions and you responded, you had a different idea. So I guessed as much. It's one of those songs that from the surface, the song itself, from the lyrics, you can probably sing it. You don't feel it. But once you understand the picture it's building, then you feel it. Then it's a different picture.
It's totally different.
A totally different picture. Okay. That's why we want to share the song with you guys today. So what song is this? Please, intro us the song quickly, Shiming.
Oh, it's a very old song. It was made in 1954, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, very long time ago. But it's really successful and famous song. But I noticed it. Nowadays, there's two singers, very young, maybe only in 23 or 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very successful. Like this one, Lofi. She won this year's Grammy Award. And she sing that song too, Misty.
So Lofi won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Very nice. And in her album, she also sang this song, Misty, that we're going to be talking about. So Misty is a song from 1954, you say.
Yeah.
And when I Googled this song up, very interesting, it didn't have any lyrics. The original didn't have any lyrics. It was
just a
piece of melody. It was it was a composition. And then I dug a little deeper and I realized, oh, it evolved. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was a jazz standard, but on a melodic level.
Mm-hmm.
In an instrumental format, it didn't have lyrics until 1959.
Mm.
Until this song appeared in Johnny Mathis's album called Heavenly.
Yes.
And it became the signature song of Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
So see, sometimes you have this melody floating somewhere and somebody writes it, writes a good lyric for it, and bam, you get a top chart hit.
Yeah, and a very interesting thing is the lyrics. It's very similar to the very original idea where the songwriters, and when he write that song, he's actually in the cloud, in the sky. he's flying from, I don't know which city, but from one city to another. So he's in the plane. Yeah. And there's a, I think it's a storm. After they get landing on the land, he saw a rainbow. In the cloud. Yeah, and that moment, the melody came out. So he wrote it down. Misty. Yeah, the very original.
So he was really inspired by all the elements in his lyrics.
Yes.
And from a flight.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you, you know, we can get ideas from things just around us if you pay enough attention.
Yeah.
If you're flying, you know, don't close your eyes. Open your eyes. Look at the people around you. You might find inspiration somewhere. You might even find inspiration from a cup of tea, even.
Yeah.
Right? You never know until you get creative with yourself.
Yes.
This song, I'm going to just quickly give it to you guys. There are a couple of phrases in the song, in the lyrics, that may confuse a lot of people. Firstly, Misty is the song's name.
Yeah.
So Misty, I want you guys to think about an image of what a mist is. So we have a couple of movies about mists.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember, I think it's Alfred Hitchcock. He has this movie called The Mist.
Mm.
And it's a thriller, right? You go into the mist and there are monsters killing you. All right.
That's
The Mist.
Yeah.
It's one of the horror movies that I remember from young.
Yeah.
So Misty, the word mist, gets used a lot in the lyrics. So we have to quickly understand this. Misty, in this case, is probably not referring to the mist or the fog from all the humidity in the air.
Yeah.
This Misty is a different Misty.
Mm.
And also, from storybooks, we also have girls named Misty.
Oh, really?
Yes. Long, long, long time ago, old English books, storybooks, there were girls named Misty.
Misty, wow.
Yes. So not that Misty. So when I saw the name of this song, Misty, a lot of images came to mind.
Oh.
It wasn't just one image. It was a lot of different things because over the different eras, one would understand Misty from maybe from a name, from movies, from songs, from somewhere, or from poems.
Yeah.
And of course, this is one of the odd way out that most people use. I myself, I grew up with misty glasses.
Misty glasses?
Yes.
What's that?
Misty
glasses.
Think about it. I have very, very severe prescription, okay? I am nearsighted, so I have very thick glasses. I cannot take them off. So what happens when I have ramen?
Oh!
My glasses gets misty.
Yeah. So it's a misty glasses.
So there's another misty, mask. Right? There's another usage for misty. So misty comes in all sizes and shapes. I mean, there's a lot. However, this misty, I want you to think about another situation growing up as a child, your eyes or your glasses gets misty. Mm-hmm. And why? Because you are breathing heavily. So as a child, when you're breathing heavily, what happens? You get emotional.
Oh, right.
Yes, you get emotional, right? And then your eye starts blurring up and then you get misty.
Mm.
Okay, so think about that. That's misty. Not the girl Misty and not the horror movie The Mist, okay?
No?
And not the ramen misty sunglasses. But this is you with that emotion. You're breathing really, really hard and your eyes tend to mist up.
Oh.
We can also use the word fog up.
Yeah. Okay,
good. That's the crux of the song. If you understand this, you will get the imagery better.
Right.
So, Shiming, let's go on with the lyrics to my first verse. I will go on ahead and you do the second verse.
Okay.
All right. So the first verse, look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand.
And then walk my way, and the southern violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near.
Can't you see that you are leading me on? And it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you.
On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Too misty and too much in love.
Wow.
Mm.
So from the last lines of every verse, I get misty.
Yeah, I get misty.
Yes, get misty. Why?
Why? Because
yes, you're emotional.
Yeah.
You're full of love, right? And too
That's
much
right.
in love. And sometimes when you're so much in love, you get very emotional when you watch TV and something happens to a child and you just cry.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I was single, I watched these shows and I feel nothing. You know, we're kind of cold-hearted men.
Yeah.
You know, stay hard
and
cold.
No story to.
Yes. And then, of course, yeah. once you get yourself in a relationship and you learn how to not only love yourself and love other people, then every time you see kids trying to survive or you see a very emotional moment between family members, then you just cry.
Yeah. That's me.
Then you get misty. Right?
Mm, right, right.
That's why as you age, you become more sentimental and emotional.
Mm. Because you can feel it.
You can feel it.
You have that experience.
Yes. And sometimes you don't have to experience it to have empathy. You feel what others feel just from looking at the scene, just from learning about their stories. You can feel what they feel. You have empathy. That's also part of growing up.
Mm.
So Misty, the song, let's go back to the first verse. Look at me, I am as helpless as a kitten up a tree. So when a kitten is up on a tree, what happens?
Meow. Oh, meow. Yeah.
Meow.
You want to get all out of the tree.
Yes. Well, get down, right? Somewhere. Or get out of the tree, get somewhere. So the kitten is just meowing like crazy.
All right.
Think about your spouse or your partner, helpless, in love, as a kitten up a tree.
Oh.
Mm. Can't help but loving you, right?
Right.
Very good. And the next line says, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. So when you're clinging to a cloud, what are you doing? You're holding on to the cloud.
Yeah.
So you're helpless in the line before this, and that's why you are clinging on to a cloud. And when you cling onto the cloud, it's not like you're clinging onto something safe. It's something soft, something not sure. You have that insecurity.
Yeah.
So when you first get into love, it's very uncertain.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even know what the other one, I don't know, female or male.
Yes. Your partner thinks. You actually don't know.
No, you don't know.
And that's why the next line, I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. That means, I don't know why. Just by holding your hand, I get misty. It never happened to me before. So this verse generally sums up this vulnerability. In love, you are vulnerable.
Yeah.
You give yourself away. You show your weakness. And in return, you get this insecurity. But when your partner holds your hand, how do you feel?
After 10 years.
Well, let's not fast forward that quickly. Right?
Yeah, the first month.
Yeah, let's say you're still in the honeymoon phase.
Okay.
Okay, you get misty, you get all emotional because it feels like someone is holding your hands.
Yeah.
Like you have something certain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But if you fast forward 10 years, it'll be a different picture though. Right, you might just get tired of that holding hand
gesture.
There's
no more misty. Right.
Yes. That is a very good first verse. You can see I'm helpless, that vulnerability. I need to cling to a cloud. All right. Mm. Why do you want to cling to a cloud? Not a good idea, but you have to. And I don't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. It sounds like a person hopelessly in love.
Yes.
There's nothing he or she can do. Mm-hmm. Just, just take me. Do whatever you want.
Help me. Help me.
Kitten up a tree.
Yeah.
So the next verse, walk my way and 1,000 violins begin to play. Huh? Mm. 1,000 violins begin to play?
That's a noise.
Wow, that's quite a grand picture, right? So it's almost like an angel arriving with the whole orchestra, thousands of violins.
Oh, right.
Grabbing your attention. Mm. Wow, so 1,000 violins. It's not easy to put it together, I can tell you that.
It's beautiful, but scaring.
So the next line, or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty the moment you are near.
So that's what happened when he's here. He's just saying hello, and then you hear the 1,000 violins.
Yeah, it's like you hear nothing else but your hello, right?
Yeah, right.
And then you get misty. You're like, emotionally attached. I don't know if you have experienced this yourself. Do you feel that much of a vulnerability when you start out in the honeymoon phases of your relationships?
Yeah.
Do you also get misty like this?
Mm-hmm. Once. Once.
Okay. Well, once is enough. You know, once will turn into a good song like this and make millions of dollars.
Right. You have to find that one who can make you breathless, misty.
So taking your breath away is a very similar description, right?
Right,
it's like over here, the imagery is 1,000 violins begin to play. And then, of course, in more 90s, more modern times, it's taking my breath away.
Yeah.
That's part of the beauty of romance, right?
Yes.
So walk my way and 1,000 violins begin to play. Well, I suppose you have to be a singer or some star to do this. Like Beyonce, imagine.
Oh, right.
Beyonce walking down the catwalk and then, you know, the dancing, the performance, you can already hear the music.
Right.
J-Lo, Beyonce, those are the people that will give you that first imagery, right?
Yeah. They'll sing.
You know, now with all these TikTok videos, sometimes you don't even have to turn on your speakers to sort of feel the vibe.
Yeah.
At a Beyonce concert or Taylor Swift concert, you can sort of feel it. Now, the next verse is super interesting. Can't you see that you are leading me on? And it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Interesting. Two questions here. Can't you see that you're leading me on? And don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? Interesting. Two questions here in this verse.
Yeah.
And it ends with, that's why I'm following you.
Yeah.
The reasons why you are following this person is, can't you see you are leading me on? So you are saying, you have been giving me good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't lead me on.
Oh.
You're sending good signals. As I thought, those are good signals.
Mm-hmm.
But you are leading me on. You're guilty.
You're guilty?
You're guilty. You're leading me on. You
okay.
gave me false hope.
Hmm.
So do you think in a relationship, guys and girls, who gives who false hopes? Who leads who on?
Sometimes it can happen in no matter in girl or boy.
Yeah, sure. But again, dating is not easy. We've discussed this many times. Dating is not easy. So somebody has to lead somebody on.
Right.
So do you tend to lead people on or do you tend to let them lead you on?
I don't know. I will just 假装很被动, but actually, I'll hide something.
So we call it, you play hard to get.
Ah, right.
You play hard to get. Maybe you are already misty. Maybe you already hear that thousand violins, but you won't show it.
No, never.
You'll be like, oh yeah, been there, done that. It's okay. I've seen a million guys like you. And then actually in your head, it's like loudspeakers, thousand violins, everything.
Yeah. And my heartbeat fast. Yeah.
You're sweating.
Yeah.
And then you just want to quickly take a cold shower.
But I will pretend that I'm cool. I'm cool.
Mm. So the opposite of leading people on, right, giving people false hopes and that signal is playing hard to get.
Mm.
So the reverse is playing hard to get. You pretend you saw nothing. I didn't receive any signals. I don't know. I don't get vibe. But, you know, call me tomorrow and I'll be here.
That's right. That's what I do. what I do.
What time should I be here tomorrow? 8 o'clock? Yeah, I'll be here. No problem. You know, you're sort of struggling with yourself. You have this inner struggle in your mind. The one side says, oh my gosh, you got to go for it. Go for it. And the other side says, no. Don't make it too easy.
Yeah. You're a girl. Behave yourself. All right.
I think it applies to everybody because you don't want to feel vulnerable. Again, going back to the first verse, when you get vulnerable, you feel like you're giving too much of yourself away.
Yeah, and you're so afraid.
Yes, and you become afraid. So, I mean, what do you think people are afraid of in this case?
Maybe afraid to scare the other one that you
really?
Love me too much. Yeah, sometimes.
Overly excited. Yay! And you become, you know, in your partner's eyes like a crazy.
Yeah, maybe he'll think I'm a 花痴.
But I don't know. Do you really worry that much what guys think? Because I actually think women have the upper hand today in dating. Because no matter how weird I think you are, if you're hot, you're hot. If you're a nice person, you're a nice person. Maybe when you're with me, you get butterflies in your stomach and you behave kind of a little off. But it doesn't make you a terrible person. It doesn't mean I'm going to hate you or try and stay away from you.
Yeah, that's right. But still,
for guys, at least. I think for ladies, it's more complicated.
We don't want to show our heart.
For us guys, I never had the idea where if any girl behaves weird or overly excited about a guy, that comes off as bad.
Oh, no?
Yeah,
so
not
we can
really.
Show as much as how much we love.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's for guys, it's not every day you get people saying, hey, you know, I really want to be your girlfriend. I really like you.
Yeah.
I mean, let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every day. Do you think guys go walk down the street with their wife beaters and their muscles and then girls just come and say, hey, I want to be your girlfriend? No.
Never.
No, yeah. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. Not with guys. But I mean, the reverse is true, though.
Yeah.
Right? For a lot of girls, you might be walking down after going to a gym and you're wearing these tight yoga pants and you walk down the street. Dongqu or somewhere in the city, and these guys just say, hey, you know, can I have your line? Can I have your WeChat?
Yeah.
You look cute. You're this, you're that.
They're glad to show their what, admire.
Well, when guys are overly excited, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So maybe we need to learn, right? We need to learn how to show our emotion.
Or be genuine, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make friends. If you're interested, thank you, appreciate it. Just be a normal guy. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Leading people on is a bad idea. But in this verse, this is saying, oh my gosh, you gave me enough signal for me to fall in love with you. So in a way, you are leading me on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad here. This is not
a bad thing.
Yeah, this is not like the blame game. You're blaming the other person. Why are you so handsome? You let me fall in love with you. All right? It's not like that. It's sort of cheeky, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you just had to wear that sexy top. And I noticed you from out of everybody in the crowd. And I noticed you, you know? So that's like, why are you leading me on? You know, I love red t-shirts.
So that's in a good way.
In a good way. And again, same thing. In real life, things like this happen. And sometimes it's a struggle. It's a power struggle between guys and girls.
Yeah.
And the next question is, don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? Don't you see? I am lost. And what lost is this?
Lost in love.
Lost in love. Yes, I cannot find my way out. I can't. You have to hold my hands now. I'm sorry.
So that's why I have to follow you.
Yes, and that is why, the last line, that's why I am following you. Very, very nice. I'm lost without you holding my hand. So you see, this verse is very nice. It's sort of a pun and a little bit of the irony there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not trying to blame the other partner, but it's trying to say, yeah, just you had to wear that red t-shirt. You had to lead me on with that sign of yours.
That's very cute.
Yes, it's kind of cute. And the last verse here, on my own, when I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I am too misty and too much in love. So the first line here, on my own.
So I'm alone.
Well, think about it. This song is about sharing that love or professing the love. I'm weak. My legs are weak for you. But, on my own, when I wander through this wonderland alone, what does it sound like? Does it sound like the other person has responded equally?
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. This is still sort of not on equal terms.
No.
This is not on equal terms. You haven't joined me in this wonderland yet.
Not yet. But this is a wonderland.
Well, what can you say if you don't say it's a wonderland? Can you say hell?
No.
When I wander through this hell alone. Oh my God. That's terrible. That's terrible lyrics. Shouldn't write lyrics like that.
Shouldn't. So please come to my wonderland.
Wonderland. And then also we cannot use another word like Neverland.
Oh, Neverland.
Yes. What happened to Peter Pan in the Neverland? They never grow up.
Oh. So right? That's like Peter Pan
never grew up. So Wonderland, Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. So it's mysterious. It's a little adventurous. It's a little bit of everything. But it might be not 100% happy, sort of happily ever after, right? There's little ups and downs, a little bit of adventuring that you got to do. I wander through this wonderland. You're wandering, right? You have no direction. Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. How confused can you be not knowing your right foot from your left and your hat from your glove?
You can't figure it out.
You can't figure it out. But I have to admit, I've never felt this way.
Never?
No.
Really? Sometimes?
I resonate with helplessness. You know, sometimes you profess your love and you're helpless. You feel like you put yourself out there. You don't know if the other person feels equally strong.
Yeah.
But this whole confusion of, I don't know my right foot from my left and my hat from my glove.
Yeah.
To me, well, from a guy's perspective, you know, my dating days are over. But I mean, with my traditional thinking, this girl is crazy. If she's confused like this, she's crazy. Got to be careful. If she's in love and she doesn't know right foot from the left, I don't know. I'm not sure if she's just emotionally stable or not.
Oh, but you never have that feeling that 就是变得笨手笨脚?
I mean, being clumsy, but this is saying never knowing my right foot from my left.
That's too much. 夸饰法.
Yeah. That's a little exaggerated, right? I mean, you can sort of feel clumsy and I bump into doors and, you know, I can't focus. I'm sorry. Whenever I see you, I can't focus.
Right.
You're just dreamy.
You don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But not knowing my right foot from my left is more than drunk. That's terrible.
Cool. That's
the police
got to
come get you.
But maybe she can falling down in his 怀抱里面.
Well, maybe not in the song because this is not the last paragraph.
Right, 他就走不好了，会跌倒.
Never knowing my right foot from my left. You got it. I mean, it's almost like that. So a little bit of an exaggeration here, but of course, figuratively speaking, it's more like what Shiming says. A little clumsy, I'm not feeling 100%. I don't feel 100% in control. I can't control my legs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from the lyrics itself, if you just read it, this person's got to go see a doctor. Okay, this is a neuroscientific issue. This is a brain
much.
Issue.
Right foot from my left.
Yes, and my hat from my glove, right? If you can't tell your hat from your glove,
wow,
you have a problem. Different shape. Hello.
Where's my glove? In your hat? Interesting.
So the picture here is a little exaggerated.
Mm.
But the last line sums it up. Why? I'm too misty and too much in love.
Mm.
And it ends with too misty and too much in love.
In love.
Yes. And this is how I think relationship work. From the beginning, you feel a little bit. You feel the thousand violin.
Yeah.
And then you move on to the next stage where, okay, this guy or this girl is sending me good signals. I'm getting good vibes. This is great.
Yeah.
And then there's this stage where you're almost there, but you're not sure.
Mm.
So you feel very helpless and you feel very confused. So do I fall in love or don't I fall in love? I know it's too late for me to get out, but I'm in this situation already. So you better come and get me.
Yeah.
Or else I don't know what to do with myself.
Sometimes you just don't know. Should I walk forward or backward?
Or backwards. Should I stay or should I go?
I wait for your more signals or...
You know, nobody said dating is easy.
Oh, it's hard, very hard.
It's really hard. But I'm saying, from my perspective, I think today modern ladies have it quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, guys, just we don't get the same treatment.
And they can use Tinder.
Well, everybody can use Tinder.
Yeah.
It's just, again, when guys go around and say these things, guys are expected to go around and profess their love, right? To be upfront and to be active and to pursue the relationship. And modern ladies tend to have this equal tending, right?
Yeah.
Modern ladies feel, hey, it's already 21st century, so why am I waiting? I got to get active.
I can show.
Yes. I got to get active. I got to get out there. I got to start dating. And yeah, I think most ladies have an upper hand. You know, you go and try and tell people, hey, let's date. I think most guys won't say no.
Oh, really?
The guys who do, then, you know, maybe they already have a girlfriend somewhere that they can't tell you.
Right. So he will say no politely.
Or sometimes some guys just need to warm up.
Oh,
people's got to warm up. Start by making friends, hanging out, watching a movie, a few movies together. Just chill.
Yeah.
Going to the park, take a walk. It doesn't have to be anything serious.
Yeah, to picnic.
Yes. Do a couple of activities. And then maybe you stay best friends forever.
Yeah, perhaps.
You don't fall in love, but you stay best friends forever. You never know.
Right.
So, guys, that's the song Misty from today. And this song was aired and shared by Shiming on her radio show. So please be sure to check that out and go to, Shiming, you have a YouTube channel too, right?
Yes, YouTube and podcast.
YouTube and podcast. So be sure to go to YouTube and Google Shiming. And also you will see she shared Misty, the song.
Yes, beautiful one.
Yes. And alternatively, you guys can go to YouTube and go check out Misty and play. Remember, if you play the 1954 version, it's just instrumental melody, all right?
Yes.
You gotta go and not use the term. Let me give you the term. If you type keywords like Misty Jazz Standards, you will get the original. But if you type Johnny Mathis, then you will see Misty. With yeah, lyrics.
With lyrics.
So guys, if you want the full transcript of our discussion today, please do check out the 15minutes.today VIP membership program, where we provide you the transcripts as well as all the phrasal verbs and all the terms to help you improve your English on the go. And we do this once a week, and we share these PDF study notes with our VIP members. So be sure to check that out. And also remember, if you like what we do today with Suming, please do send us a member's request for our VIP members. You guys know where the request form are, and go and use the request form so Suming and I will dig into your favorite song and share it with the rest of the 15 Minutes family. And if you guys got interesting comments, please also remember to tag us 15 Minutes today on Instagram and Facebook, so we will give you a shout out in the next episode. And we will catch you next episode. Cheers, you guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.